This is Health Matters, continuing our report on minority health in America.
The American Indian Health and Diet Project is a website devoted to recovering the health of indigenous peoples. It is overseen by Devin Meheswa, a member of the Choctaw Nation of Oklahoma and a professor at the University of Kansas. Her book, Recovering Our Ancestors' Gardens, Indigenous Recipes and Guide to Diet and Fitness, was published in 2005.
Devin Meheswa's book was a finalist for the Best in the World cookbook. Its entire contents are available online through her website. The website has recipes, articles about health habits, native foods, and medicinal plants.
The website's goals are to bring to light the health problems faced by indigenous peoples, to understand how we came to our unhealthy situations, and what we can do about them. The site also focuses on connecting with the natural world, finding ways to do our part to be responsible consumers and to halt environmental degradation.
There's a groundswell of advocates devoted to rebuilding native health, and there are multiple websites on the subject. The once strong and healthy tribes of North America are suffering a health crisis of epidemic proportions, and diet and lifestyle are the root of the problem.
The American Indian Health and Diet Project developed several principles for indigenous health recovery. The principles are simple. Followers of Health Matters have heard them over the years, but they are worth repeating. Principle number one, fresh, unprocessed foods are healthier than fried, processed ones.
Principle number two, foods that are homegrown can help develop pride and healthy bodies. Here at KIDE, we've emphasized the healthy body aspect. But pride is equally important for minority peoples. Without pride, there is little motivation to change the habits that led to disease. Principle number three, the gathered, hunted, and cultivated foods that kept native people healthy for millennia are the exact opposite of the foods eaten at fast food joints.
Principle number four, food we prepare in our kitchen gives us control over what we eat. When we buy factory food at supermarkets or eat at restaurants, others are given control over what we consume.
Principle number five, preparing food in our kitchens gives us pleasure and peace of mind. Pulling weeds, fertilizing, picking fruit and vegetables, peeling potatoes, shucking and grinding corn, and making meals are rewarding ways to relax and tune into the natural world.
Principle number six, a little bit of exercise every day adds up in the long run. Principle number seven, no one can force you to eat unhealthy, to smoke, or to be sedentary. Principle number eight, you can change your life by educating yourself about nutrition and fitness.
Principle number nine, we can and must recover our traditional indigenous knowledge. Principle number 10, we must care for our families and communities so that we become part of the circle of people who support each other in times of grief and pain.
Principle number 11, we must become educated about the tribe's riches, histories, and cultures and develop pride in ourselves. The American Indian Health and Diet Project emphasizes pride because self-respect is critical to making the changes that enable us to break away from an industrial, polluted way of life and live in ways that are closer to the land.
Does this mean giving up all sweets, milk products, chips, and pizza? Some argue that we don't have to abstain from processed foods to stay healthy, that it's only a matter of moderation. Regardless of the arguments over what we should and shouldn't eat, Native activists advocate educating ourselves about our histories, not only to improve Native health, but to take a stand against the ongoing colonization of our peoples. That includes studying the way our people used to eat.
For most of us, giving up all food that is not indigenous to North America is simply not doable. But it's worth remembering that our ancestors didn't fry everything, and they were constantly active out of doors.
Here in Hoopaw, we're not that removed from our ancestors. Deer meat and salmon are still accessible, and deer meat is healthier than beef for us and for the environment.
Health Matters is a production of KIDE Hoopa, California, produced and written by Cynthia Potin, engineered by Joseph Orozco. Our readers were Christian Marshall, Emily Marshall, and Joseph Orozco. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Thank you for listening. Your health adds to the health of our community.